In a career spanning more than 17 years, AFL legend Adam Goodes played 372 times, won two Brownlow medals, two premierships, and was made Australian of the Year. He was also, quite literally, booed into retirement in 2015 after several years of torment and racial vilification. That saga has now been chronicled in a new documentary.
Yeah, look, he's an unbelievable player. He's got two Brownlows, he's got three Best and Fairest, four All-Australians, one of the all-time great players.
The AFL fans and officials have expressed shock and disappointment.
I've never seen a country so divided about a sporting subject like this.
What he's doing is cutting through. He's forcing our nation to talk.
It's not a comfortable thing to talk about. It's definitely not a comfortable thing to go through. I decided to stand up, and I'll continue to stand up.
That is the trailer for The Final Quarter, a new documentary about Adam Goodes' final 3 years in the game. Ian Darling is the director. He joins me in the studio. And Tanya Hosh, AFL General Manager of Inclusion and Social Policy at the AFL. Welcome to you both.
Morning, Hamish.
Good morning.
Ian, congratulations on the film. It is very powerful. It is at times pretty uncomfortable. Why did you decide to make it now?
Well, it was something that never left me. I was deeply disturbed at the time, back in 2015. And Adam just left the game. And suddenly what had happened to this great champion was off the agenda. And it was almost as though it was too difficult to talk to. And I just thought it was incredible that we as a nation would let one of our greatest sporting heroes just fade away. And I was very disturbed by it. And it was something I felt needed to be chronicled, and we needed to go back and examine what happened and really seek answers, because I don't think we really had the conversation back then that gave us those answers.
It's worth noting Adam is not participating in the film. He does give it his sort of blessing, but it's archives essentially. You are retelling that three-year period. Why have you decided to do it that way?
Well, there was such a huge national conversation that happened at the time. Everyone seemed to have an opinion. And I think what I discovered when I went back and saw the archival footage was how much Adam actually spoke. And the problem is as a nation, we didn't listen to him. So I didn't need to go back and interview him again. We just needed to go back and explore what he actually said and how he was actually so misrepresented by that conversation that happened.
Tanya Hosh, do you remember how you felt at the time when those taunts were occurring, when that booing became such a thing?
Yeah, I do. I was joint campaign director for the Recognise Movement. Adam was one of our ambassadors, so I was working closely with him through that time. And despite everything he was going through on the footy field, he never stepped away from supporting the conversation to take the racism out of the Australian Constitution. I was puzzled by it. I couldn't understand it then. And I suppose, you know, as well as the things that were said that didn't help, there was a lot of silence that also just didn't force the conversation that clearly, as a country, we need to be having.
Tanya, do you think that silence has returned since Adam Goodes left the game?
Well, I think that's why this film, and I know the one to follow, is so important, because it's actually giving us a second opportunity to actually reflect and think about this. I think what's really fabulous about The Final Quarter is there's no new information. This is all things that we heard before and we watched before, but to see it put together in chronological order in such a concise way really just asks us to take a moment to reflect, to sit in the discomfort of that reflection and think about what we need to do to try and ensure that never could happen to ever again.
Ian, working on in news, I know one of the things that we often discuss is the desire to be able to go back to events of the past and look at them through the frame of hindsight. Why do you think that's important to do, you know, a few years down the track?
Well, I think what happened when you do go and work with archival footage is you get as close to the truth as you possibly can. It's the first time as a documentary filmmaker I've actually worked this way. Generally, I've interviewed dozens of people in my films. And I think when you are interviewing someone, they're generally answering with the documentary in mind. So not a single person in this film was actually interviewed for the documentary. They were simply revealing themselves at the time. And I think there's great power in this. And from that, we're not having a justification of what they were thinking. We're actually seeing the power of words and the actual consequences of what we say and what we do. And I think for me, that's the real power of it.
Tanya, there is a moment in the film where Gillian McLachlan, the CEO of the AFL, is asked about the booing and whether he thought it was motivated by racism. I know he's since apologised for the way in which this was all handled by the AFL, but that really stands out. I mean, it, you know, in the context that it's presented in, it's impossible, isn't it, that he didn't know that this booing was motivated by racism?
Well, I think he's acknowledged that he got that wrong. One of the things that's been fantastic is how open the whole football industry has been to having a look at Ian's film and thinking about it. And what we see in that response is the entire football industry saying, we got this wrong. And so, you know, I'm glad that Gil has acknowledged that, and he did that some time ago. And, you know, really, I guess my appointment into the AFL as the first Indigenous person to be appointed to the AFL executive in August 2016, I see as some recognition of the fact that we need to take this work on a lot more directly. And I feel like I've been really supported and working closely with Ian to bring this to the football community, to bring it into the clubs, to make sure that everyone understands exactly what we're seeing in this film and the opportunity to learn from it and to have conversations that, you know, frankly, Hamish, a lot of people in Australia find really difficult to have, particularly when we're talking about racism.
On that, how uncomfortable is it to sit there and see Gillian McLachlan saying that in the film? He just says, well, he doesn't know whether it's motivated by racism.
There's so much in the film that I find discomforting, I have to say, as a Torres Strait Islander woman, as someone who feels that I've committed a lot of my life to working on issues of race and racism, as someone who had the privilege of working closely with Adam through some of that period of time on a broad national campaign to address racism in our constitution. There was so much about watching this film, and I've seen it many, many times now, that is uncomfortable. And what I'm encouraging people to do is to just not rush to the solution or the answer, but to sit in the discomfort and really reflect so that when we do have these important conversations going forward, they are meaningful and they are better informed.
Ian, on that, you've already shown this film to the Sydney Swans, I think to some Indigenous community leaders, others in the AFL. What's their reaction been?
I think across the board, there's a general acknowledgement that even those so close to the game really didn't know the extent of what was happening to Adam, that the extent of the booing really has come as a surprise, and the amount of conversation in the media and across social media and the headlines, the whole package, I think, really came as an enormous surprise. And as a filmmaker, what I wanted to do is just try and imagine what it was like to be inside Adam's head at that point in time, and what it was like to be part of the Indigenous community who were feeling this racism and who were feeling it every single day. And I think that was generally the overall comment of wow, we really are surprised today. And there's a great sense of willingness, as Tanya was saying, to really try and do things better, that there's a second chance for everyone. And, you know, I think the response from the AFL has been so pleasing, that there's never once been a sense of denial, that there's been a total willingness that things could have been done better. And I think that's how we're going to progress, you know, not only across the code, but as a nation, to be willing to open our hearts to re-examining this and saying, what can we do differently?
There's obviously, an impressive physicality to Adam Goods. I think, though, when you meet him, when you see him in person, despite his size, there is something very gentle about the man, something very sensitive. I think that does, to a degree, come across in this film, for all the ferocity of the fight around it. Was that something that you sort of deliberately wanted to identify?
I wouldn't say deliberately. I think it's just what's revealed, that when we're presenting the material like we are, it says it exactly as it is. And Adam's just an incredibly gracious person, and you see the way he speaks, even when he was surrounded by the media and he was the only one standing there. He just had such dignity and poise. And as I say, I think the problem was is he was saying it all, but we didn't listen. And I think there are great lessons from that in a wider context. And I think what you see with Adam is what you get. And he was much misunderstood over that period.
Tanya, as you say, this is still a conversation that Australia has to have. For AFL, has enough changed? Are you still on a journey to try and change minds, to open minds, to reduce the racism that clearly does still exist in some quarters?
Well, you know, we've seen an increase in racial vilification through social media, which once upon a time wasn't a format that people had access to voice their racist views. In that process, what I have seen is a great deal of concern across the industry about what can we do to stop this? How do we deal with it? We're seeing clubs spontaneously respond very directly, very immediately. So I think that everyone acknowledges in our industry that this is a period of time where we did not cover ourselves in glory, and there was a great failure to respond appropriately. And I think everyone is conscious of never allowing something like that to happen again. I don't think we've got all the answers at this point in time, but I think that this film gives us an opportunity to make this a huge unified focus for us, and I think that's what's required. I think that the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander players in clubs are taking more of a voice, but pleasingly so are non-Indigenous players, and not waiting for the vilified individual to have to stand alone, just as it appears in that in this film that Adam often had to do. I do want to just take a moment to shout out to people like Michael O'Loughlin, the Sydney Swans, and that community who really, really backed Adam in, and all of those people in the community that stood by Adam in that time. I think part of what we do need to do is celebrate and reinforce the positive behaviour of standing up to racism and saying, no, it's not okay, and we're not going to leave one of our own hanging out to dry. Our game is a game about belonging, and it's part of the reason that so many people come to the footy, because you do feel that you belong. So I feel that without question, we've got a lot of work to do. No one in the AFL industry would deny that. Mm-hmm. And I really am hopeful that this film helps us to get a new depth of understanding of what occurred, the harm that was done, not just to Adam, but to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who felt some of his pain because of all of our shared history of racism in this country.
We will have to leave it there very quickly, Ian Darling. Will it get wider release? Where can people see it?
Well, it's having its world premiere at the Sydney Film Festival next Friday, and there are 4 screenings at the festival, and then we're hoping for a major broadcast in the second half of the year.
Good luck with that. Ian Darling and Tanya Hosh, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, James.